AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Blue State Ball Week here at the station. Getting excited for Saturday at the Blaisdell. We talked to Fuglesang last Friday. I'm going to try to get Tom Hartman on this week. He's smarter than me.
You going to leave any for us at the 4 o'clock
hour? You guys, what day do you want? What time do you want to talk to Fuglesang?
I mean, I'll talk to the other guys. Yeah, I'm just giving you a hard time there, Matt. John, hogging the guests.
John is okay. John Fuglesang. One of the reasons I really like John is, well, his dreamy blue eyes. But I mean, that aside. I mean, who? My God, he's a handsome man. One of the reasons I really like the guy is he's one of the most down to earth human beings I've ever met in my life. Now, I have met quite a few people from Hollywood, from New York, in the industry. I've met pundits. I've met people. Very rarely do you meet someone like John Fuglesang who I've never forgotten the first Blue State Ball I was at that he was there. He sat and he talked to 300 people, just sat there and there was a huge line and everyone came up. He took selfies. He did this. And I very rarely – you'll see some people go on out and talk to a few people. Tom Hartman's the same way. They will not say no. And I mean, it is just so refreshing to be around people like that who just so appreciate the fans, appreciate the fan base. And John has already said not only did he come on my show because I've got photos, but he'll come on your show if he wants to, and he sincerely will. He's just one of the nicest guys. So definitely we'll try to get that set up for the 4 o'clock blah 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 whatever it is.
Yeah.
What is your show again?
The Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
No, it's not that. That's not what it's called, is it?
I like your pronunciation.
All right. Blue State Ball, it is coming up on Saturday. We have got a few politicals. I can't say yet. I know that a few that have confirmed. But I did want to mention there is something coming up here about VIP tickets, right, Brett?
Yeah, it's the same thing we did last year where you got to look in this week's newsletter, which we send out on Thursdays. And we're going to have a code word in that newsletter. You got to email that code word to comment at am950radio.com. You'll be entered into a drawing to win a pair of VIP tickets.
So once again, that's this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look for the code word in the email on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
When do they have to email the station by to be entered into the contest?
Friday morning.
By Friday morning. So you have one day to do it, but those are VIP tickets. Those are pricey. So if you want to win the VIP tickets, that's what you have to do. How did they get signed up for the newsletter?
Just am950radio.com. You'll see it at the very bottom of the page. Or if you really can't figure it out, just email or call us.
Or just call us. Yeah, 952-946-6205. We won't sign you up. You got to sign yourself up. I mean, we got to make this you got to do this yourself. But we'll point you in the right direction how to do that. Once again, there'll be the code word in there. You email us the code word, then a random drawing out of the people that get us entrance in. And that's on Friday morning. By what time Friday morning?
We're probably going to shoot for around noon.
Noon on Friday. So, all right, you have that time. We'll talk about it on Thursday again. That'll be your warning. And then we'll announce the winner on Friday.
Yeah, we'll announce it Friday. Of course, we'll email and contact the person as well that wins.
All right. So. We also might have a few Blue State Ball tickets to give away this week.
Yeah, the general admission.
Yeah, we'll let you know. We'll let you know. We're teasers.
But by the way, don't just say, well, I'll just try to win, and if I don't win, I won't go. No, buy your tickets. Guarantee your spot. It's not like we're giving away 10 of these every day.
No, yeah, exactly. Guarantee your spot, and then if you did perchance win, so there you go. You've just given someone a very fine birthday gift. You're a friend in need, and friend indeed. You survived yesterday. God, we did not get the worst of it. I did drive, just to get the kids out of the house a little bit yesterday, I did drive over to the Mall of America. And just from the west side down to the south side of the core metro, the 694-494 loop, the wind down there was a little bit fiercer than it was over on the west side. It sounds like it was absolute chaos. To my knowledge, 35 and 90 are still closed in the southern part of the state, correct?
I haven't heard. Well, yeah, I heard 35 south of Owatonna was going to be closed for quite some time.
Yeah.
90 always closes whenever there's snow.
Those gates go up and down often on that interstate. There were 5-foot drifts out there, and I believe it. I was looking at some of the drifts over here, right by the radio station, right off of Valley View and the ramps there. And there's some pretty heavy duty drifts. There was last night when I was driving around because the kids had church last night and stuff. We had I noticed that there was quite a bit at the intersection of Crosstown 212 and 169. where those three come together. There was quite a few accidents over there. As a matter of fact, every time I drove past there, there was like six squads out there with two or three vehicles. So glad you made it through it. Windy conditions have moved on. Got a chance of some snow. It's going to be cold here, but it's welcome to Minnesota. And I'm kind of out of the mindset, these people that are like putting like uncle on big snowbanks and stuff like that. Come on, act like you've been here, okay? It's Minnesota. And yeah, it's a lot of snow. There's a snowbank I couldn't even see behind in my Rudy Luther Toyota Sienna. It's a pretty big snowbank. But it's act like you've been here. It's Minnesota. I'm. It's part of winter. In 2 months, this will all be a faint memory. In 2 months, this will all be a faint memory.
Oh, with these snow piles, I think some of those might stick around into May.
You know what I get the impression of? I honestly think one day it's going to be like 26, 27, and then it's going to be like 55. And it'll be 55, 55, 55. It'll be melting like crazy. And then all of a sudden the same people are like, Uncle, I give up. I quit. This is too much. Are going to be like, where'd all the snow go? Yeah, all right. You can't please all the people. And speaking of that, all right, I've got to – you may not be aware of a story which you should be aware of. And I say that all with all intents. You should be very aware of this story. This is hard to comprehend. This isn't the number one story in town. I'll get to the media here in a second. But on Saturday, the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus held a rally. This is in the state capitol building in St. Paul on Sunday. So you are actually in the capitol building, okay? Representative Cal Barr, who sounds like the whitest candy bar of all time, get yourself a Cal Barr. It's like eating. Who doesn't like albino chocolate?
You just get a new nickname?
Cal Barr. Boy, that is pasty. Yeah, it's a Cal Barr. Cal Barr, B-A-H-R, from East Bethel, took to the mic. Now, once again, this is if you've never been to one of these things are a litany of gun kook crazy. They really are. I mean, these are the most delusional, crazed people. They put sports fans. Green Bay Packer fans are nothing compared to these guys. I mean, they are just so convinced they're victims, that the black helicopters are circling their houses, that jackbooted thugs are going to kick in their door at any point. They are delusional. And they're, one of their kings of delusional, apparently, is Representative Cal Barr, who I want you to listen for the threat of violence that the representative calls for against the Democrats. Once again, I want to set this up. This is a Republican representative in the state capitol building talking to a bunch of crazed gun kooks calling for violence. Now, it's going to play out for a few minutes. This is going to be a few minutes. I want to play this whole thing because you've got to hear the delusion that these people have when it comes to guns. And you need to hear this, and then we'll cut it at the point when he gets into the violence. Brett, whenever you get a chance here.
What's the best kind of gun control? That'll work. Hitting what you aim at is what I call it. Two-handed works very well to guide you in what you're aiming at. It's not about the government telling you what you can and can't do, where you can buy, where you can carry, where you can't, when you can, a laundry list of rules to ensure that you will someday be tripped up and made a criminal. It's about you exercising freedom and good judgment. That's what gun control should be about, hitting what you aim at, two-handed grip, the rest of this stuff.
Wow.
So Representative Drazkowski got everybody fired up here with some good chanting. You want to do a little more chanting? Okay, so the Second Amendment says rights shall not be infringed, right? National Firearms Act of 1934, infringed. Federal Firearms Act of 1938,
infringed.
Gun Control Act of 1968,
infringed.
Firearms Owners Protection Act of 1986,
infringed.
Brady Act of 1993,
infringed.
Federal Assault Weapons Ban of 1994, Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act and Child Safety Locked Act of 2005.
Infringed.
National Instant Criminal Background Check System Improvement Amendments Act of 2007. Have you had enough of your rights taken away yet? Do you think they're infringed? Do you need to take them back?
Yeah.
So in case anybody missed it, on Thursday, there was a constitutional amendment rolled out in the Capitol press room. It says, very simply, to add to the state's Minnesota state constitution, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Period.
Well-regulated militia. They leave that part out all the time.
Minnesota is one of six states in the union that does not have a firearm protection in its state constitution. Iowa is one of those six. They have put the measure on the ballot. It's passed through both chambers of their house and will be on the 2020 ballot. Minnesota needs to join that crowd because the only five... The only five that are left? California, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, and another one of those socialist states out east. You can kind of pile a lot of them together that way, right?
God, I'm zinger
there,
they
know how to
coward.
Run your life, not you.
Oh, yeah.
Bathroom they think bill? You're too stupid to make your own decisions. So that Representative Drazkowski's list, all those phobias, he forgot an important one.
Wow.
Freedom of phobia. That's for people who can't make up decisions in their own life. They need that government entity to tell them how to live their life because they can't do it themselves. Not like the people in this room. We are responsible people. We know how to take care of ourselves. We take care of our neighbors, and we take care of our communities.
That's why we turned away every snowplow this weekend. No snowplows for our streets. Socialism. Oh, my God.
So I read off this long list of infringements on our Second Amendment rights, our rights of personal defense. And as others have mentioned, the right of defense against a tyrannical government. Some days, you know, you feel like the frog in the boiling water. Just exactly how long are they going to just keep notching it up a degree here and a degree here and a degree here until you've had enough? That line is for each of us to decide, each on our own terms. There you go. There's a lot of us in this room that have had enough, and it's time to start riding herd on the rest of them, the rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times.
Well, okay, I think we can stop it there, because that's not me. That's not liberal media guy taking his words out of context. I specifically played that because I wanted you to hear his words in his context. He called for violence. Let me read exactly what they said. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb, stomped on, and run over a few times. He's saying to kill Democrats. He's saying to kill anyone, because that if you're going to run over someone, I'm presuming with a car, a few times, you're presuming that you're saying you should kill them. And I get it. You don't want to say, get your guns out and start shooting at every Democrat you see. I get it. That's what you don't want to say. But you might as well have just in the state capitol building. I got a lot to get to on this. But let me first start off with Representative Cal Barr. Cal, I'm sorry you're not really a man. Seriously. I'm sorry you're not really a man. I'm sorry you're a coward that has to hide behind your gun. Because real men don't need to hide behind a gun. Real men don't. And I'm sorry for whatever bad hand you were dealt in the old genetics that forces you to have to go get your guns and be gun coot guy. But, dude, you are broken. And it's because you're not, you know, you're kind of less of a man, in my personal opinion. You're not really a man if you have to sit there and threaten violence against people to get them to follow, get people to follow your words. And we have a lot to get to break down this, because I have never seen anything like this. And the fact that this isn't the number one news story in this town is an absolute freaking embarrassment and more proof that the media in this town is controlled by the right. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. I'll break all that down when I come on back. You can call. I'll eventually try to get to some callers here. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is also one of the largest volume Toyota-certified used vehicle dealers in the country. They have better prices than many non-certified dealers, and they offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, feature incredibly low interest rates, and all their vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and reconditioning process. And right now, they're paying top dollar for your trade-in, even if you don't buy from them. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
We are given the gift of intuition on how to care for ourselves and our families, but too often we forsake that knowledge for the voice of authority. Green Tea Conversations is a radio show for people like you who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and who want to play a more active role in their family's well-being. I'm your host, Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine, and I'm excited to bring Green Tea Conversations into your home. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts straight from the pages of Natural Awakenings who will share progressive ideas in the latest natural approaches in nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living in a fun and informative way. Podcasts of the show are available anytime at naturaltwincities.com, am950radio.com, on iTunes, or anywhere you get your podcasts. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversations on Sundays at 10 a.m. as we awaken to natural health.
Food nourishes us. We need food to live. But how are we nourishing the food system? Well, actually, we're throwing a bunch of chemicals and we're making the dirt dead, and then we're adding nitrates to the water and we're causing dead zones in the ocean. Oh, and we're also causing climate change. We do that with every bite we eat. But we can create something different. We can switch to a regenerative system. And that's what we talk about every week on Food Freedom Radio. So tune to Food Freedom Radio Saturdays at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Food Freedom Radio on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Cal Barr released a statement, and we just got it. Madam Speaker and members, over the weekend, some concern has arisen regarding my statement I made at a Second Amendment rally. Several members of this body and members of the media have misunderstood the intent and meaning of my words. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to reread the exact quote from him from the Pioneer Press. There's a lot of us in this room that have had enough, and it's time to start riding herd on the rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you, Barr said. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times. He's clearly referring to the people that are pushing these gun control bills. He is clearly talking about that. So he's doing what the Republicans do, cowardly hiding, trying to, it's all you, you're misunderstanding. No, I'm reading your words exactly, you coward. I mean, Cal. I'm reading it verbatim from your own damn pie hole. You threatened violence against the Democrats and the House majority. You did. And you being a cow, are you a poor little victim now? Oh, you poor little victim. Oh boy, people heard what you had to say and now they're being critical of you and you're poor little victim. Oh, poor little fella. Oh, poor little guy. Ugh. Don't you wish you could take your car and run over him a few times? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're just a jackass, dude. Let's see. And meaning my words in the statement, the meaning of the word they referred to two proposed bills, not people. No, actually, the statement is there's a lot of us in this room that have had enough and it's time to start riding herd on the rest of these people. people that want to take your rights away from you. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times. You're referring to the people. You are. My statement was not in any way directed towards people. Instead, my comments were focused on the legislature. No, it was directed towards people. We've got the tape, you jackass. I understand you guys like to try to rewrite the world. We've got the video evidence of you saying it. It was, you were referring to the people that brought the bill up. There was no intention of violence in my statement. I don't know. There was no intent. Even if you weren't referring to people, they need to be kicked to the curb, stomped on, and run over a few times. That seems to be violent. Dude. As I said in the conclusion of the speech, I urge everyone to engage in this debate to do so peacefully. Outside of stomping on their people and running over them a few times. How do you not understand peacefully with that kind of rhetoric? Come on, people. Cal, you should be forced to resign. And personally, I think you should be. And which brings me to the media in this town. And I got to get back to the crazy stuff this guy said. But once again, his lie, his fake apology, his crocodile tears, he's a liar. Because and Cal Barr, you're a liar. I'm reading your quote verbatim here. There are a lot of citizens in the room who have had enough, and it's time to start riding herd on the rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times. You clearly were referring to the people in the statement in the sentence before then. You were not referring to the bills. You were. I'm just reading your exact words, dude. You're just, now you're a coward, and you don't have the guts to stand up for what you believe in, Cal, because the big bad people are pointing out that they heard what I said. If this was a Democrat saying something of this nature in the Capitol, something about those people over on the other side who are trying to restrict this, they should be kicked to the curb, stomped on, and run over a few times. Not only, if a Democrat had said this, not only would it be the number one story on the Pioneer Press, on CARE 11, on CCO, on KSTP, on Channel 9, on the Pioneer Press and the Star Tribune, not only would it be everywhere there, but all the media in this town would be frantically scrambling to get a microphone into the mouth of every Democrat saying, do you condemn them? Should they resign? Do you condemn them? They're some from the same party. Do you condemn them? Should they resign? Of course they would. That's what they do. And right now, there doesn't seem to be any media in this town outside. The Pioneer Press has got this story. Channel 4 had it somewhat down on their webpage. KSTP had it further down. You said KSTP had it after the Oscars last
year. Yeah, night. I just happened to see that. Yeah, they mostly were playing, not focusing on his comments, more his response of saying, I was taken out of context.
Oh, I was taken out of context. No, we've got your context. As a matter of fact, when you get a chance, let's re-cue up that context of those last two sentences. Maybe when we come back after the break here, we'll re-cue that up and we'll listen to your context, you saying what you said. And by the way, if you read the Pioneer Press story is not about condemning Barr. It's more about just the background on the story. If this was a Democrat, every news outlet in this state would be giving it front page, top of the fold coverage, top of the news hour. A Democrat threatens violence against Republicans. And then your entire rest with Tim Walz. Do you think that the Democrat should resign? Oh, Melissa Hortman, do you think the Democrat should resign? Heck, I went to the Minnesota GOP Twitter account. There wasn't even a mention of this. As a matter of fact, the only one that made any mention at all was Gazelka. Gazelka tweeted, I'm opposed to universal background checks, but this kind of language does not belong in the debate or at the Minnesota legislature. Oh, really? Throwing people to the curb, stomping on them, and then running over them a few times. You're sure, Paul? You know, really? Wow, what a statement. What a condemnation. Gee, I don't know if I'd use those words. I don't think that that's proper language for a legislative debate. You're a coward. Cal Barr, you're a coward. Cal Barr, you are a coward because you're not. Not only did you threaten violence against the Democrats, which you clearly did, and we will replay the tape, which we have not doctored, we have not edited. We're just going to listen to Representative Cal Barr make his statement. and not just from the edited version he wants you to hear. We're going to just play those last two sentences. We'll let them speak for themselves. We'll do that after the break. But what I want to make sure everyone does understand is that this should be the number one story in town. And the fact that it's not, a representative went into the Capitol building, threatened violence against the opposition party in the Capitol building. And yet this guy is allowed to basically not only have the Republicans not been harassed on this as to actually what their response is going to be, but he is being allowed to rewrite history. And I can already see the journalists, and I'm putting quotes around the term journalists in this town, going, well, Gee Willikers, you said he didn't really say it. Like, if, maybe it's that Matt McNeil. That Matt McNeil, he's that rapscallion. He's twisting his words again. You know, I'd like to get upset with him, but, you know, come on. We're waiting for the next Democratic scandal to really use our powder. I got to break down what Cal Barr said, by the way, when we also do return, because this is 1,000 pounds of crazy. It is. It's 1,000 pounds of crazy. We'll come back once again after we come back from the break. We will replay the last two sentences that he stated, proving that this is not us. This was Cal Barr's call for violence. And then I'll break down the rest of the crazy talk that knucklehead went through. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
After celebrating the Blue Wave at the Blue State Ball, join me, Tom Hartman, the morning after for brunch at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill. The brunch will include a small group of other AM 950 listeners as you get to discuss with me the big issues of the day in an intimate setting. It takes place Sunday, March 3rd at 10:30 with a delicious brunch at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. There's plenty of free parking available in the lot next to the Downtowner Woodfire Grill and across the street at Burger Moe's. Tickets are $150 and are very limited, so guarantee your spot at my brunch now by calling 952-946-8885. Again, it's your chance to meet with me in a small group setting the day after the Blue State Ball on Sunday, March 3rd at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill. For tickets, call 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885. Details at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. See you there.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Oh yeah, we have a lot to break down on Captain Clown Car here in regards to his statements here, but programming brought to you by Great Wall over in Edina. By the way, this type of weather, nothing is better. Can I just say soup is just a magnificent option when you get down. It's cold, it's been wintry. The soups at Great Wall are sensational. They absolutely are. You can get them to go to. You know, they got fantastic Chinese food, Sichuan Peking dishes, but their soups are nuts. Go get the soups. You'll really like that. It's a great way to stave off the cold. 50. Well, it's about 46 in France. 46 in France in Edina. It is the Great Wall. It's eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Okay, so Brett here, when you get a chance, the excuse that Barr is putting out is that you liberals are misunderstanding. When I said the word they in the second sentence, I was referring to the bills. We are going to let Cal Barr's own words. We have not edited this. We have not touched this. This is the audio from the gun kook rally at the Capitol. This is the audio. Brett, go ahead and play. Let's play it and listen for the last two sentences, because he says the word people in there. So let's go ahead and play that.
Off this long list of infringements on our Second Amendment rights, our rights of personal defense, and as others have mentioned, the right of defense against a tyrannical government. Some days, you know, you feel like the frog in the boiling water. Just exactly how long are they going to just keep notching it up a degree here and a degree here and a degree here until you've had enough? That line is for each of us to decide, each on our own terms. There you go. There's a lot of us
here,
in this room
right
that have had enough, and it's time to start riding herd on the rest of them, rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times.
All right. So you just heard it there. What did we miss? Did we miss anything? He says that he basically corrects himself and says these people. He actually stumbles through it. He does what I do. He stumbles through it, and then he comes back and says these people that want to take your rights away from you, they will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times. He clearly is talking about the Democrats who have proposed the gun control bills. He is clearly talking about these people. So any media outlet that right now is taking his excuse and running with it, all you need to do, listen to me. I'm not the freaking journalist here. I'm the trained chimp that sits in this booth for an hour a day, and I basically, you know, spout insanity here, please. You are the journalists. You should take his audio recording. You can go get it. It's on the story from the Pioneer Press. It's on the story from Raw Story. You can find the audio of this. Make a tape of that, those two sentences, and when he says, capture him in the hallways of the Capitol and say, can you please answer when you refer to the people, you clearly were referring to the Democrats who had brought forth the bill, not the bills themselves. Do you want to revise your statement? That's how you do journalism. Come on, guys. Seriously, I should not have to be pointing this out to you. But let's go back and look at this delightful little speech. If you didn't know the whole thing, go back and listen on SoundCloud a little bit later on. Notice that he does what gun kook guy loves to do. Infringe, 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 infringe. But they don't want to read that whole well-regulated militia part of the Second Amendment, because the well-regulated militia part kind of is where they get tripped up. And it is when the Supreme Court has ruled on guns and has said that you can put bans in on guns and this is constitutional, when they've done that because this is for a well-regulated militia. It's not a free-for-all as Cal Barr wants. He is basically, he does his whole thing about gun control is out of control. He's talking about your rights infringed. What rights have been infringed, dude? You can form your own arsenal. Hell, there are people in this state that have an arsenal, that have their own military depot stored at their house. 40, 50 guns, not just hunting weapons, assault weapons. We just had the story on City Pages. In the state of Minnesota last year, 28,000 guns were sold via an online shopping source that did not require a background check. Your gun rights have not been infringed in any way, shape, or form. I know you gun kooks like to think that this is the level of tyranny. No, it's not. This is –
we have so many guns on the market because there is very little rules to get guns. And as a matter of fact, the reason why we have slaughter after slaughter after slaughter is because we have the world that you guys have insisted we have. We've put guns everywhere. And now, because your world never panned out, that when you screamed about the carry and conceal bill and that how that would end all crime in Minnesota, we're not going to have any crime whatsoever. That's what Republicans were pushing back then. This will wipe out crime in Minnesota. And it didn't. And we still have gun slaughter. We still have this because we don't have any regulations in place. You guys are at the point of building gun towers on elementary schools and arming second graders, for God's sakes. You guys want to live in this world of the Walking Dead where you have a loaded gun, safety off, finger on trigger in each hand as you walk around, and you think everyone's going to be so safe when you do this. You're crazy. The Second Amendment was not about forcing guns into everyone's faces. Well-regulated militia. You guys skip right past that. And by the way, when he brought up his whole, in Iowa, they're passing a bill that says you got to know gun rights can be infringed. You love skipping past the old well-regulated militia. Heck, I would have no problem if we had the same standards that the military does. Background checks and the standard of gun training, weapons training you have to be able to fire a gun in the military? Absolutely. Well-regulated militia. But you kooks, because you're not about safety, it's about insecurities. It's about your inadequacies in life and you're trying to compensate for them. So you have to have a gun on, 16 guns on constantly, because that would make me a real man. No, it doesn't. You're not even close to a real man. Seriously, you're not even close. I am laughing at you. No, you're not. You're not. It's a red herring. It's a falsity. It's all bravado. That's all it is. It's false bravado. But you guys keep thinking that your gun rights have been infringed. Your gun rights have been infringed. That's what you guys think. That's what you guys think. And you're nuts because you can go. I mean, like a story in City Pages, 28,000 guns were sold without a background check. All you had to do is order the damn things online. Did you hear Barr's list of bills which are bad? The Brady bill, the assault weapons ban, because God forbid all assault weapons ban get put into place. How about the child safety lock rule? He hated that. You're infringing on my rights by putting a child safety lock to prevent if my two-year-old wants to shoot himself in the face or shoot his brother or sister, that's what George Washington wanted that. George Washington wanted that. Please, you're nuts. You're nuts, dude. Seriously, you're nuts. Background checks. Background checks, you're infringing on our rights. Yeah, because Lord knows that's what we need is the people that have been beating their wife constantly and the wife finally gets a restraining order. Having no background checks allows that guy to go get a gun and kill his wife. Well, that's a shame and a tragedy. And that's the whole thing. I mean, we can point out the falsities of these guys and they scream about government control. The same party that proposed the bathroom bill. An ID card that you had to scan to use any bathroom in the state of Minnesota. Those guys. Those people who claim that we're not for government interference in any way. No, you are. You love government interference. You love government interference when it's stuff that you like. Stopping gay people or regulating abortions or a bathroom bill because we got to stop the transgenders. You guys love regulating. As a matter of fact, you guys are some of the biggest regulators of all time. You guys, right now, your own party is rounding people up at the border and putting them in camps. They don't even keep track of where the kids have gone. That's government control out of control, and yet you don't have any problem with that. But as you get your 50th or 51st gun and scream, I had to wait a full 12 seconds to get this one. My rights have been infringed. we could talk all day about this. But I'm, at the end of the day, let's make sure we understand the world Cal Barr and these gun kooks think is good. Dead kids. Dead kids. Dead kids. Your kid's life, your child, I want you to look at your children. Your child's life does not mean a damn thing to these people. And they'll say, I want to save them. Well, then, are you camped out at the school then? I don't see that. Well, we're going to make the teachers take gun training. Wait a minute, I thought that was government control. You're forcing the government people to have to have gun training. Why don't you regulate the guns? Background checks, mental health checks, getting rid of assault weapons, for God's sakes. Your gun rights will still be perfectly intact. You'll have your guns. You'll have a lot of guns. And not just hunting weapons. But these people, they honestly think that they're going to be John McClane in Nakatomi Plaza. That one day, they're cheese-covered hand because they'd been having, you know, pretzel nibblers from the Wurzel Pertzels in the mall. And all of a sudden, they hear it. Gunfire breaks out because terrorists are taking over the mall. Well, thank God he ignored that sign on the outside of that mall and he snuck his gun in there because now all 376 pounds of him are going to show these terrorists how it's bang done. And my gun is now taken by the terrorists and, yeah. There is no glory in this. There is no glory in any of this. There are far more slaughters by guns than saving by guns. My God, how many times have we had people with carry and conceal guns open fire on people? Guns do not make us safer. They do not. They do not. They make us unequivocally unsafe. And I, once again, Second Amendment does say in order to have a well-regulated militia, you can't infringe on gun rights. Well, but we can have regulations on them. We've already determined that. And we try to put regulations in on them. But people like Cal Barr don't want any regulation at all. So that a clearly mentally deranged individual can walk in and listen to the voices in their head into any gun store and throw down a few $100 and get an assault weapon and get a banana clip and get plenty of extra rounds and head to his local elementary school and open up fire. And that is the world they want. And it is, because their world is not feasible. Oh, are we back to bulletproof glass and barricades and gun towers and armed guards at every school in the country? For God's sakes, we're having to pull money away from military construction and national emergencies to build a border wall. Are you going to raise everyone's taxes a few $1,000s to cover that expense alone? Oh, are we going to go back to the bulletproof whiteboards so that the kids, was there a third grader, can wield their whiteboard like Captain America and deflect bullets? You're broken people. You're broken people. And Cal, listen, go back and listen to what you said. You called for violence, and this is where you're at. The people that love these guns are this close. I'm surprised that Cal didn't, I am shocked that Cal did not order his supporters into the Democratic chambers and start opening fire. I am shocked, because that's where he's at. Repeat his own words. There's a lot of us in this room that have had enough that it's time to start riding herd on the rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you. They will not go quietly into the good night. They will need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times. Threats of violence. And this is the real shame of the media in this town. Damn right you should be condemning this. Because if one of those kooks starts shooting up a legislative session and kills four or five congressmen, Then all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, I guess we should have been a little bit more critical of when a congressman in the Capitol called for violence against the people supporting gun legislation. This is just an absolute freaking travesty that this actually happened. Cal Barr should be forced to resign. At the very least, he should have his own words read back to him and demand apologies to every victim of gun violence in the state of Minnesota. Then we should also have Gazelka and Doubt and Carnahan and all the Republican leaders should be on record right now condemning this call for violence as harshly as they do when a Democrat basically steps a little bit out of line. Reminder, the Republicans went crazy in this state when a Democratic staffer over at the DFL made a comment on a private Facebook page. Inappropriate comment, but they went ballistic. One of their own members is in the Capitol building calling for violence against the Democrats, and they all of a sudden clam on up. Cal Barr, you're a coward. I just called you a coward. Oh, did that make you mad? Do you want to grab that gun? Do you want to settle the score? You prove my point. You're a coward, and you're not a man. Because a real man does not need a gun. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Atheists Talk is the radio show for free-thinking Minnesotans. Listen on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Every Sunday, we bring you science, philosophy, politics, and plain old fun from an atheist's point of view. Visit our website at minnesotaatheists.org for more details. Tune in to Atheists Talk Radio Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
Hello. If your taxes from years past are talking to you from the back of that drawer in your desk, it might be about time you answered the call by making a call to Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul.
Time to come out now.
They've been preparing tax returns and creating advisory-based relationships with their clients since 1971.
Kind of stuffy in here.
Problems with the IRS don't go away by ignoring them. Call Moe's Tax Service. That's M-O-H-S. They're on Ford Parkway in St. Paul. 612-721-2026. 712-721-2026.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Oh, I do love my listeners. Hey, Matt, just a reminder. St. Albert's Fish Fry. St. Albert the Great, man.
Oh, this,
yeah, yeah, man. Lent's coming up here. It's next week, actually. Ash Wednesday is a week from Wednesday. March 8th, they got a fish fry going on here in St. Albert the Great, East 29th Street, 32nd Avenue, Minneapolis. Listen to this. Baked and fried tilapia, potatoes, meatless pasta, coleslaw rolls, desserts, and beverage. Good price, too. Gosh, you can't. Seriously. I mean, I'm a Catholic, and I like being Catholic. I mean, I understand that, you know, not everyone's cup of tea. But I do like being – one of the reasons why Friday fish fries during Lent, man, they're just the best. Oh,
if your show was later, you'd be having to do these shows remotely, wouldn't you?
I actually think maybe we should – I wouldn't be against taking a little, you know, maybe special programming.
Oh, yeah?
But you see, the second half of the entire program, if like I did an hour at 6 o'clock in the evening, would just be me eating. Oh, how about that? Those liberal states, all those socialist states. You mean the one with elections? Yeah, okay. You know, Cal, God, you're just such a loser, dude. The Oscars last night, anything catch you? I thought as much as attention has been paid to Spike Lee storming out and then people saying Green Book. Okay, I all right, I'm first of all, disclaimer, I'm a big white guy. So, you know, I need to be corrected if I'm wrong. I'll be first to admit it. But the people that immediately after Green Book was awarded Best Picture went after Green Book and saying it was – it basically downplayed the Jim Crow movement and the civil rights movement and the problems of the South in the movie and that it shouldn't have been – awarded under that guise that it shouldn't have been awarded Best Picture. And you know, there are the people that know movies better than I do that have said that Roma was good. They said The Favorite. Actually, more people I know said The Favorite should have been the winner. And then Black Klansman was also supposed to be pretty, you know, one that a lot of people thought was going to be good. When I look at what that was, I mean, okay, it's not a documentary. There's documentary categories with the Oscars. It's, you know, and I mean, all these movies, they take liberties with the actual story. And I'm not saying that, I mean, I'm not backing up Green Book anyway, but one of the things they were talking about was Black Panther, saying, you know, Green Book shouldn't have been given the award because it was historically inaccurate. It should have gone to Black Panther. Black Panther's not exactly historically accurate. I thought Black Panther was a sensational film. I thought it was, it's not even geographically accurate. Wakanda doesn't exist. At least I checked, the last time I checked. And so I understand people like the fact that Black Panther was the first. It proved Hollywood wrong on so many levels that a movie featuring a pretty much an all black cast that basically was produced and directed by African Americans and it proudly embraced the African American culture was a breakthrough that Hollywood said could not happen. I get that. I don't know. It did not help Green Book's cause that the – you know, it was a bunch of white guys up on the stage accepting the Oscar. But do you take away Ali's award? Because, I mean, he won the Oscar, Best Supporting Actor Oscar for that movie as a strong African-American, you know, role. And so I don't know. I understand some people wanted some films and I'm trying to – I want to make sure I'm being culturally sensitive and understanding. At the same time, I'm also trying to figure out how much of this is just Spike Lee really wanted Black Klansman to win. And I thought, you know, it was a good film.
It was better than Green Book, I think.
You saw both of them? I have friends that saw both of them. All of them have said they thought Black Klansman was better than Green Book.
Yeah.
But I don't think Green Book exactly is Birth of a Nation 2, for goodness sakes. I mean, I'm not quite sure. Really quick, Brad and Aunt Robbinsdale, just very quick, Brad.
Okay, I was just going to say that I've boycotted the Oscars since Barry Lyndon lost to One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I think it was a great injustice that Sally from The Nightmare Before Christmas did not win for Best Actress.
Well, thanks, Brad. I appreciate it. I will say Disney's hold finally got broken by the Spider-Man Spider-Verse movie. So we got Doug up next. Have a good one. Till tomorrow. See ya.